before I begin, I had a little bit of a push from some of the regulars that come during the year. That I should give a push for keeping it alive for during the year. Exact date when we start is a good question. I still have to wait for Dr. Callis to get back to Paskin, but just realizes that this is not a classic example of how the shiurim go all year long. I had to do it in terms of sugya-oriented shiurim, so it was more of a halachic massage. Some happen to like the halachic massage, bottom line, smooth, put together shiur. But the truth is, the way I do it during the year, it's on the daf. We come to the same ultimate conclusions that we do in a package shiur like today, but it's much more bottom up than top down as we had in the past 4 days. Just have to be done just because it's a 4 day shiur yachekala. That's the way it goes. But if you like the mahalach and the presentation and the clarity of the presentation, at least give it a shot when we begin to see how it goes all year long. And hopefully you'll have a limud that you can lock into during the year. Anyway, here we go. So I just want to very, very quickly and briefly review where we were holding when we left off on Sunday night. And that is, we had Shita Sabbeinu Tam. Shita Sabbeinu Tam was that a plea of Dikashita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had said, since he held, as the Ri is going to hold, that the Kriya Shema in the Beit HaKnesses is Iker, so Rabbeinu Tam says that what you then can say is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, or we can be so mechan Rabbi Yehuda, as the Gemara later in Perek Revi says, that Ovid Kemar Ovid, you can pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mariv begins after Plaga Mincha, and if Mariv begins after Plaga Mincha, so then you can also say Kriya Shema after Plaga Mincha. So we pointed out how this was a plea, and we had a bomb kasha of Isaacson and of Kohlwasser, which, and we pointed out, is really the kasha of the Rajba. Those of you who had a chance, you might have seen the Rush. The Rush asked the kasha as well, that Rabbi Yehuda is talking only where? By Marib, by Zman Arvis. That after Plaga Mincha, that's when the Talmud Shaben Arbayim, okay, ended. So that afterwards, okay, is Zman Marib. What has that got to do with Kriya Shema D'Oraisa? Okay? And that's the Lashon of the Rajba. Right? If you have on the new sheet that was given out, whoever doesn't have the new sheet, here is the new sheet. If anyone did not get the new sheet, so the Rajba says, okay, about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, he says, Hey Achu Laila with Man Shiva. How could it be Laila's Man Shiva? How could it be Laila's Man Shiva from the time of Plaga Mincha? That's not Laila's Man Shiva. So that's one bomb cash that we have to deal with. Okay? We also pointed out that, interestingly enough, the Ri doesn't have the difficulty of the Rajba. The Ri, okay, his only difficulty with the Rabbeinu Tam, it's simple. It's a time to disaster. How do you go ahead? And some days you're going to daven Mariv after Plag, and some days you're going to daven Mariv, daven Mincha after Plag. You're going to have time to disaster. This can't be the basis. And therefore, he goes on with his own shita. But really, he doesn't have great difficulty with Rabbeinu Tam, which strengthens our kasha that it's not just the Rabbeinu Tam, okay, that seems to hold that Rabbi Yehuda allows for Kriya Shema at the Plaga Mincha. Pashas steps to reshape as well. He just says that we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Minhag HaOlam. In fact, we'll get to it a little later. If you notice the Tosfos that I told you to see on Beis Amud Beis, the bottom Tosfos, you see clearly that Tosfos is not going to be no Tom there. Tosfos assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, right? You notice Tosfos. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, v'lakonim ibod yom, in the kasha that he asks, he assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can say Kriya Shema from Plag HaMincha. So the question is, what's going on? Just one other thing before we start getting to the Teretz, and that is, just to even show you even more so, that the Re is not bothered by the Rashba's Kasha. If you notice, he went through, it was difficult to do, but if he went through all the different shitas and tried to line them up on Beis Amud Beis, so if you notice, there's a big machlokes between Rashi, the Rashba, and the Re as to Shitas Rav Acha. Where does Shitas Rav Acha fit in? Rav Acha says, Mishasha Rav Bnei Adam Nichnasim Lehesed. So if you notice, Rashi and the Rashba, they say this is the last Zman. Either the time that people go, Bnei Adam go and recline to eat on a weekday or on Shabbos, it's the last Zman. But if you notice, the Re, he didn't learn it that way. He learned it, okay, Alkein Omer Re, the Vaday Kriya Shema Beis Knesset Iker, or Zom Beis Amud Aleph, V'anu Shemispalin Avris Mebo'od Yom, Sphir Leitz Kehani Tznai, so he first quotes of Eliezer, Shasha Kidesh Hayom, and then he quotes Rav Acha, and he says, V'gam Mishasha Bnei Adam Nechnasim Lehesev, Dehainu Sudas Erev Shabbos, V'hi Haisa Mibba'od Yom. He's learning that Rav Acha is the earliest Shita. It's still Nibra, I mean, besides Rav Yehuda, who also applied on Mincha, but out of all the Shitas that are on a Beis Amud Beis, it's the earliest Shita. So what do you mean? It's Mibba'od Yom. How could that be Zman Shiva and Laila? He's saying the favors, it's Mibba'od Yom. Okay, so again, just to show you that he accepts, okay, the position that it could be before, you know, Laila, Zman Shiva, etc. So there's a classical approach that's given in this machlokes. I call it classical because you look around town in Afronim, earlier Afronim, later Afronim, in the Svarim, this is the basic approach that they give. And it's very hard to find them dealing with every single, you know, prat. And I'm going to tell you how they say, you know, how they present the issue, how they deal with the problem. And then I'm going to, you know, go on and show you why I think it's a difficult approach, and then we'll move on from there. But it's a very important approach to get because the ideas in themselves are meaningful, and it seems like a very clean-cut approach. And if you could save it, the Google site would like to hear how you save this approach, because it is the classical approach that's brought down. And the truth is, you all should have came up with it, because I set you up in the Mara Makomos to be able to, you know, work out this machlokes based on the classical approach given. And that's as follows. And you should have, as you went through the Rishonim, the following two approaches should have started coming clear. And that is, when we say b'shachbecha u'v'kumecha, right, that is the zman for Kriya Shema, b'shachbecha u'v'kumecha, the question is, what does that mean? Right? Does that mean shachbecha u'v'kumecha when you go to sleep? Let's talk about the tchilas hazman now. When you go to sleep, when you prepare to go to sleep, when most people go to sleep, when you sleep, that's one approach. Or no, shachbecha v'kumecha is really code for what? Laila, yom v'laila, laila. And they point to machlokes rishonim to this effect. But before we show the machlokes rishonim, that they bring us riots for this approach, okay? Let's just spell it out. So what they say is as follows. The Rashba, who's going with what? With Zmane Shchiva, when you're going to sleep. Okay? So he can't accept any point before nightfall. Because people don't go to sleep before nightfall. I might be a couple of people, you know, maybe night workers. But, you know, day workers, they don't go to sleep before nightfall. I mean, you could ask, and Seis is Laila's mom, but that's what they say. They say, Laila, once it's night, then you can already say, that's when people go to sleep. So that's the Rashba, and that's why he can't accept Plaga Mincha. He also can't accept the Riz Zman, Kodem Shkia, sometime before Shkia. Okay? And the Chora, Rashi could go with the Rashba as well. Because Rashi himself does not have this pre, we have no raya that Rashi has this pre-shkia, okay, shkia or tseis zman, okay? By the way, it's assuming shkia also could be a what? Beta shmasho, shkia could also possibly be a zman of Laila of Mogyo? No. However, on the other hand, you have the Ri and the Benetan, they say no. They say we're not going with Zmanei Shchiva, when a person sleeps, but rather Shaschlecha is defined, okay, is the code for Laila. Why the Torah uses the Shaschlecha, Uva Kumecha, okay, you can get into the Kamei HaMitzvahs of it, but the bottom line is Shaschlecha means night. Ah, night. Since when is Plag HaMincha? Night. So they all point to the following. Sorry, I didn't put it on the Marmakomos. They don't have it in Bar Ilan, and I should have still put it down for you to see. They all point to a famous Mi'iri. The Mi'iri is on Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Chav Zayin Amud Beis in the Sugya of Ovid Kamar Ovid there, okay? Where the Mi'iri's Lashon is as follows. He's discussing Plaga Mincha, and he's discussing, you know, how in Plaga Mincha you can start davening Marib and you can set the Shabbat, etc. And he says, the Lashon he has is Plaga Mincha, he says, already starts Shkia Sacham. It's the beginning of Shkia Sacham. And listen to this Lashon. Kodam Machain Ein Shom Srach Laila Klav. There's not even a, you know, there's no shemetz of Laila at all. It has no qualities of Laila at all. But from Plaga Mincha already has certain, you know, Laila characteristics, and therefore, okay, Yidam matters then. In fact, you know, based on this Mi'iri, okay, and this idea of the Mi'iri, the Shulchan Aruch, by Chanukah and by Megillah, right? In Siman, if you want to check it out, Siman Tafresh Ayin Beis and Siman Tafresh Sadi Beis, okay, Chanukah, Chanukah and then Purim, okay? The Shulchan Aruch says that since these are Zmanei Derabban, these are Mitzvahs Derabban, Chanukah and Purim, so therefore you can already, you know, start, okay, from Plaga Mincha, the Mitzvahs Derabban. In fact, as I'm sure some of you might have, heard around town, okay, that Sfiras HaOmer, some Achronim want to say, if you hold Sfiras HaOmer, is Derabban. I think it's a Chok Yaakov, he says Sfiras HaOmer, if it's Derabban. So therefore, you can already be Someich already from Plaga Mincha. What's the reason? Because it already has Dinei Laila. And that's what they, and therefore they say as follows. So you see, it already has Dinei Laila. So therefore, okay, that's the pshat, okay, according to Rabbi Yehuda, okay, Aliba de Hu, Aliba de Ri, and Rabbeinu Tam, and that already at Plaga Mincha, there is what? There is, okay, Laila. So if you go with Laila, okay, and then, in fact, if you look at the Mordechai uses the Lashon, the Mordechai himself uses the Lashon of Leilehu by Plag HaMincha. Right, if you saw the Mordechai in the back, in Simon Aleph, he beferish says that that's the Pshah of Plag HaMincha, he calls it Leilehu. Leilehu, it's already Laila. So that's the approach that they give. Before I go through my difficulties with it, they bring supports. They bring supports for this being a machokes, for this being a machokes Rishonim. How is it machokes Rishonim? So if you saw, you had the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah was bothered. How come an Ar Gemara brings the Raya to Tzeisa Kol Chavin being the Zman of Kriya Shema of the Mishnah, right? So the Gemara says, even though it's not a Raya, it's a Zecher L'Davar. Okay? It's a Zecher L'Davar. And what's the Zecher L'Davar? The Psukim in Nechemia, it says, V'hayalanu halayla mishmar v'yom malacha, after having said, V'anachnu osim malacha v'chetzim azikim v'machim v'melos ha-shachar ad seisa kolchavim, ad seisa kolchavim. So, yes, why isn't that a raya? In fact, in Megillah, he points out, in the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with it being a raya. It's actually a raya. If you look at the way the Gemara is brought down in Megillah, it's actually brought down as a raya, that when can you do the mitzvahs of Laila, such as Megillah, things like that. Okay? From these psukim of Seisa Kochavim, it's a raya. So why here is it an araya? Why is it only a zecher l'davar? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says, because it's not really a raya. You know why? Because we're not here looking for Zman Laila, we're looking for Zman Shchiva. And who says that this is a raya for Zman Shchiva? So they point, you see Rabbeinu Yonah holds that Kriya Shema is not totally in Laila, but it's totally in Zman Shchiva. And that's why this is only a Zecher L'davar and not a Raya L'davar. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. However, if you saw the Ari Milunil, which many of you might have not seen, but if you want to see it afterwards, okay, it's over here in the Kovetz. We're supposed to have more Kovetz in here, but they still haven't come out with the... it's out of print, and they're still working on it. You know if they came out? Did you try to get it for Yeshiva? I don't know if they came out yet. The new Kovetz Mefarshim didn't come out yet. But anyway, the Ari Milunil in the Kovetz Mefarshim on the Rif, Aleph and Aleph on the Rif, he doesn't learn Pshat like Rabbeinu Yonah. He learns Pshat, and he says, Beferish, that this is coming to teach you that Seisa Kochavim begins at Laila. Why is it only a Zecher L'davar and not a Raya L'davar? So the Ari Milunil says, because it doesn't say Beferish night begins then. It's an association of the Psukim, right? Next to each other. One pasuk saying they worked by day, and they worked by day, and at night they worked, they had mishmar. And the other pasuk says that Barachnu osim amlacha b'chetzim achsikim amlacha melo d'shachah adhin ha-golchav. Therefore he says, it's not a real raya l'davar, it's only a zeicha l'davar. But ultimately, what's the mahalach of the Ari Milunil? The mahalach of the Ari Milunil is that the psukim here are actually proving, the psukim here in Brachas are actually proving Laila begins with Seisa Kochavim, and somehow that's already the raya for Kriya Shema. Okay? The truth is, if you think about it, I don't know if it's so muchrach, but that's what they say. Then, yeah. Right.
Very similar to Rabbeinu.
Right.
The problem is, we're going to suggest.
You're one step ahead of me, Rabbeinu Kolasin. Okay. So, but I'm still in the setting. I'm still in the setting up, presenting the clean cut approach. that it's very, you know, it's easy to get, you know, it's easy. Again, I'm not saying this book can't be worked out, but oftentimes when some of the things are very clean, okay, clean cut, it doesn't always, it doesn't always end up so clean cut. They also point to the Gra. The Gra who points out the Yushalmi. From the Yushalmi, there seems to be a clear Laila, a clear Raya, that we're talking B'tayras Laila, and not, okay, B'tayras the Zman of Shiva. We're talking, in terms of Kriya Shema, as Zman Laila, Shchila Zman Kriya Shema Zman Laila, and not the Zman Shiva. What's their Raya? So they had the Yushalmi that you had in the Mara Makomos. Yushalmi brings up the issue of Safek Kara Kriya Shema, okay, and they put it in the same breath with, okay, Kriya Shema when Beina Shmosha. Okay, now why is that necessarily an issue of Safek Kara Kriya Shema Beina Shmosha? Beina Shmosha is an issue of what? Safek Yom, Safek Laila. Who says it has anything to do, okay, with the Safek Zman Shchiva, Safek Non Zman Shchiva? Why, right, so he says the fact that the Gemara and Yushalmi place them together as a Safek Kara Kriya Shema Shaila, okay, clearly shows you it's an issue of Safek Yom, Safek Laila, and therefore the Gra, right, his position was that it's a Yom Laila and Kriya Shema begins Laila. Okay, so just to sum up, we showed, hey, they also point, by the way, to the Rambam also is Mashma, it's Yom Velayla. Well, there's an issue there with Erev Avoker. We'll get to that when we get to Daf Tes, Ches, later on. But they also point to the Rambam as well. Now, just to sum up, and then we're going to dig in. So we pointed out that there seems to be a Machlokas, we've shown him, okay, as to whether Zman Tchilas Kriya Shema is Zman. Okay, the Zman of Shchiva when you go to sleep, or the Zman of Laila, night. Okay? And we associated with that as well with the Machlokes between who and who? Between the Ri and Rabbi Yotam versus the Rajba and others. Right? And the spell out being that Rabbi Yotam and the Ri can allow for an early Zman before people go to Shluf Shluf. Yeah. Oh. Isaac is also a step ahead. Okay. So everyone with me so far. Everyone with me. So we have here Machlok Rabbeinu Tam Ri versus the Rajba. Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri allow for earlier Zman prior to what? The time of Tefer Kulchavim, and the assumption being that Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri hold that you go with Laila and not Zman Shchiva, and the Rajba goes and the others go with the time when you go to sleep, and therefore it has to already be nightfall. It cannot be. So I'm going to list a slew of kashas, two of them being Isaacson and Korwasa, but we're going to start with some others first. Number one, just a simple kasha that Ido had a quasi teretz for on the phone when I talked to him beforehand, and that is as follows. Okay, even if you say plag, let's go with this mahal. Even if you say plag is, you know, Srach Laila has aspects of Laila. L'chari, you see, where do they apply this to? They apply this to Hanukkah. They apply this to where? To Megillah, maybe Sfiras HaOmer, maybe Tosefta Shabbos, you know, but Kriya Shema D'Oraisa? Kriya Shema D'Oraisa, that's a given? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Because it's Zman Ma'ariv, therefore Krishna is going to... Since when? Again, you're back to the drawing board. You're back to the drawing board because for Ma'ariv, A, Ma'ariv is Dirabban, and B, Ma'ariv is... Okay? And B, Ma'ariv is based on the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, which ended when? Which ended at Pagan Mincha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Krishma Doraisa? So, you could say... Okay, as Ido pointed out on the phone a couple of hours ago, that it's just forced. Rabbeinu Tam and the Re, okay, were forced into this in Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because since they hold, this is what Ido said, since they hold, unlike Rashi, and you can't say Kriya Shema when? Later, Alamita. So how could Rav, and right, going with Rabbi Yehuda, have been Sully, okay, B'Shabbos, Barev Shabbos? Obviously, it must have been that they davened Ma'ariv and they said Kriya Shema. So therefore, Tosos is locked into it. He has to assume this based on his position. Right? Yeah? So the truth of the matter is, I think it's a partial teretz in the sense that, you know, it's Tosos L'Shitaso versus Rashi, but it still begs the question in terms of Svara. Okay, you know, he's right. You know, it seems to be something that Tosos is forced into, because how else would Rav have davened Ma'ariv after Plag, right, before Shkia even? If you didn't say Kriya Shema, Tosfos told you have to have Kriya Shema together with Tefillah, right? Smichas Gula Tefillah, all that stuff that we talked about. But it still begs the question, right? And it still begs the question. So ultimately, great. You have a Raya from the Gemara. But what's the idea? Look, why in the world would Kriya Shema now all of a sudden follow principles of, you know, a little bit of Laila we'll go with. Everything else, you know, Doraisa, you know, we're gonna go with Laila, you know, Gomer. But here, Krishma Doraisa, Kabbalah Zomach Hashemayim, B'Shamach Chavakumecha, Laila, we need Laila. Nah, no problem. And it's not like, even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you could have the matter then, but, you know, you could, based on Krishma, say, okay, but you can't do it because of Krishma. It's not like, you know, Ma'ariv forces you to be able to do Kriya Shema earlier. Okay? So that's one kasha that I have. One kasha that I have is just, Stam, what's the hechrek? If there is any, that Rabbi Yehuda should go for this. Okay? The next thing is, as we pointed out, Tosos himself brings in a what? Tosos himself brings in a Zman prior to what? Prior to Shkia L'Chora. He calls it Mibba'od Yom. Okay? So, here again, where in the world does that come from? If he's going with Laila. So, Nimarashach. Go with either of Yehuda, Srach Laila. But why Mibba'od Yom, which is like prior to Shkia? Where does that come in terms of what? In terms of Laila? If it's defined by Laila, that's a good kasha, no? It's a bomb kasha, I think. I'm going to show you that one other thing that I think is a major problem, and I'm going to first show it to you in terms of how, okay, the classical approach learns this Tosfos, But then I'm going to show you, for the reasons that I stated, other Achronim, okay, reject this classical approach based on this Tosfos. Let's look at the Tosfos. Amalei on days of days. Amalei Rav Yehuda, Ba'alokonim Ba'od Yomim Tovim. This is a big kasha. Tosfos himself asks, and the other Rishonim ask as well. And he asks as follows. If you went through the Gemara had Rav Yehuda, our Rav Yehuda, and our Rav Yehuda Plaga Mincha. It had Rav Yehuda, our Gemara, asking on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, how can you say that what? That your Zman is prior to Bein HaShemashos, when the Kohanim are what? Are Tovlin. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'halomi ba'od yom heim Tovlin. That's Rabbi Yehuda talking. So Tosfos, l'shitaso, he's in big trouble here. How could Rabbi Yehuda be the one asking the Halomi Ba'od Yom? Rabbi Yehuda himself allows it from Plaga Mincha. So after Tosfos asks, Tema Tikshle Nashe, why doesn't he ask it himself? Shari Plaga Mincha Ba'od Yom He? Right? V'hu Omer Miyad Kishiyavah Plaga Mincha Havi's Man Tfilas Arvis. Right? So what is the answer? So he answers that according to what? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a kasha. Why? Dilo darish b'shachvacha v'kumecha. Aval rabbanan de darshi kasha. De enos man shchiva. So how does the classical approach understand this Tosfos? So what they say is, this is Tosfos l'shitaso. Tosfos is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is going with what? I'm going with Zman Laila and Yom. I'm not Darish B'shach V'cha as Zman Shechiva. So I don't have a kasha on myself. But you who go with what? You who go with Zman Shechiva, so it's a kasha. How can you do it? Me Bo'od Yom. People don't go sleep then. That's what they say. But the truth is, if you dig in, this Tosfos is extremely difficult, according to this Mahal. Why? Because why does Rabbi Yehuda assume that everyone else here is going with Zman Shechiva? Why is he assuming that a mayor has to go with Zman Shechiva? Doesn't Tosfos himself hold that Rav Acha is even before? When? Even before Shechiva? Why does he make an assumption? He's making an assumption that you, the Chachamim, have to go with Zman Shechiva. Who says? Maybe the Chachamim also go with Zman Laila. But their Zman Laila is later than what? Then who? Then Rabbi Yehuda. From two sides. Number one is, you see that others not going to Rabbi Yehuda have what? Have Zmanim that are Miba'od Yom. So obviously they're not going with Zman Shechiva. And two, why is it Mukhrach that the Chacham have to go with what? With Zman Shechiva. Chacham just say, Marav starts, said Laila. So, okay, so why can't Kriya Shema also start at Laila? Why is he making that assumption? You hear the problem? It's a deadly problem. Why in the world is Tosfos assuming, okay, is Tosfos assuming that Rav Yehuda say, according to me, I go with what? I go with Zman Laila. But you, Chachamim, you go with Zman Shechiva. Why? Why? There's nothing mukhrach about that. You have a hechrach?
I think he's not necessarily holding Zman Laila.
Who? I'm saying according to the classical approach. Because according to the classical approach, it's assuming Zman Laila. And then we're going to shot here that the Rav Yehuda's, what he's saying, B'shach V'chal V'kumecha is. What does it mean when it says, Lo Kasha, Lo Dorish, B'shach V'chal V'kumecha? So, L'chai, that means, they're not Dorish, B'shach V'chal V'kumecha as what? As Zman Shechiva, but the Dorish it is Laila.
So if you learn like that, it's difficult, because why should it be that way? What's the hechrech? Yeah.
No,
but Tosfos himself holds b'shah shevat, b'shah when people come in and eat before what? And eat before Shkia.
Wait,
this is Rabbeinu Tam talking? Is it Tosfos? I don't see Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, so you think, oh, this is Rabbeinu Tam. And even so, it's not a hechrech. Okay, but it's not a hechrech. The Chacham has to go that way.
Why?
What do you mean?
It can't be. The Zman of the Kohen and go to the Kovel can't be a Zman of life. You don't just make up the Zman of life.
No, but why does he say? Why does he say Abal Rabbanan? The Darshi. Okay, so now if you want to answer that this Tosos is only going in Rabbeinu Tam, so you can maybe okay, but the Ri himself has no problem with Rabbeinu Tam either. You think he does? And the Mordechai Befeish puts them both together. So, and the Ri doesn't ask the Rashba's Kasha. So again, you could. I'm not saying you can't say what you're saying, but you have to be more than that. You're going to have to do some major heavy-duty kvetching to learn pshat of this Tosfos. One other thing. I just want to move on. I'm not finished yet. If you look at the Rashba himself, okay, and you go through the Rashba himself carefully, okay, the Rashba himself doesn't... when he asks his kasha, he uses the word zman shchiva once. Most of the Rashba, if you read it, his question is, since when is that Laila? Since when is that Laila? Look what he says. That's the time for the kid that gets an Eden Tiknu. But Tamat Shabbat Abayim, I'm a Kara Baholech, I'm like a Mincha. Right? What was it? I'm a Vadai ain't a Laila. Vadai ain't a Laila. So, why is he bringing up Laila? This whole issue is what? Zman Shchiva. Plus you have, I mean, Okolas' Kasha, and Isaac's Kasha. I'm not going to repeat them again, because I have to zero in and get to the crux here. By the way, just to show you, I mean, a glance, how the Achronim take my Kasha here in Tosfos so seriously, and from the previous one, you know how many learn Pshat in this Tosfos? Many learn Pshat in this Tosfos to solve all these problems in maybe even a more radical way than you're saying. Because you just say, okay, let's talk about Tom and Reed. Some say, you know what it means here when he says, Lo Darish Meshachmacha V'Kumecha? What it means to say is that Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Tam, they all hold like the Tosfos in Menachos. Okay, I think it's Daf Mem Gimel on the base. That holds Kriyashma is really the Rabbanah. Kriyashma is the Rabbanah. And if Kriyashma is the Rabbanah, that's what it means. Lo darish b'shach v'cha v'kumecha. Right, yeah, but did you like it? Lo darish. And Islam means, lo darish b'shach. Lo darish b'shach v'cha v'kumecha. Meaning, not darish it. I say, oh, I think you're not darish it. How do you know you're chayim with Kriyashma? So the answer is, so if you read it for Shkipshuto, they're not Dorish it, meaning they don't hold Kriyashma as Doraisa. So it says, according to me, Kriyashma is not Doraisa, so you know what? I could go with Zmanim Drabanan, as the Rebbe said. I can go with Zman Drabanan. Kriyashma is like Megillah, it's like Hanukkah. Cool shot, right? Okay. Just as to show you that, they're bothered by this. They're bothered by this. So let's now bring it home. And the truth of the matter is, the way we're going to bring it home is to zero in on what Rabbeinu Glanz was saying. But I'm gonna utilize what he said and basically bring it home into what I believe, okay, is one basic shita that everyone's going with. Just as there's variations. Variations. And that is, if you look at Tosfos, okay, this is what Rabbeinu Glanz here was saying. If you look at Tosfos, the Isal Kedaitach de Ani Kadim, okay, Rabbi Hanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Let's just make sure before we get to this Tosfos that we know all the shitas, because it's a little confusing, the different shitas. And I wrote them out for myself because you need a shtickle photographic memory to remember all the shitas. Or did you? You wanna rattle them off for us? Anyway, you have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer starts. He says the first. He's the first. You have Tosus's Rav Acha, who starts even before Shkia Mivod Yom. You have, obviously, you have Rabbi Tam's and the Riz Rav Yehuda, who starts at Plag. Then you have the pre Shkia, and then let's go to the Gemara. So the Gemara has Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara has Rabbi Eliezer holds. It's from where? It's from either Shkia or Bein Hashmashos. That's a separate shir. Okay, Shkia or Bein Hashmashos. Then you have Rav Meir. Ultimately, the way Rav Meir ultimately learns in the end, okay, after he gives his teretz, that it's, you know, at the right before the Bein Hashmashos of Rav Yossi, which is obviously right before Tseis. Okay. Then you have the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, which is at Seis HaKochavim, okay? And then you have Rabbi Hanina Ani, and after Rabbi Hanina Ani, you have Rav Meir of the Braisa, Rav Acha. We're not going to get into those Shitas right now, but that's the basic Mahalach. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Hanina, who holds Ani, is that prior to Seis HaKochavim? Or after Seis HaKochavim? Is that prior, okay, to the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua, of the time of the Kohanim Toharim, Nechnasim? Is that prior or before? So the Gemara says it has to be the prior or after. Because it has to be after Tseis. Why is that to be after Tseis? It has to be after Tseis because if it was before Tseis, then Rabbi Hanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Hanina is like Rabbi Eliezer. Interesting. So what does that mean, Rabbi Hanina Hainu Rabbi Eliezer? So the Rajba explained, and Tosos explained, look what he says. And Rajba explains it even more, but look at Tosos. He says, again, Tosos is asking, the Gemara says that Rabbi Hanina has to be after Tseis because pre-Tseis, then he's exactly like Rabbi Eliezer. So Tosos is going to ask, why is he going to be like Rabbi Eliezer? Look what he says. The low matzi, now he's answering. The low matzi lemeimar da'ani kadim l'kidesh hayom. Oh, kidesh hayom kadim l'shiru da'ani. He says, what do you mean? Why does he have to be the shir of Rabbi Eliezer? Maybe he could be before Rabbi Eliezer, before Kiddush Hayom, or after Rabbi Eliezer, after Kiddush Hayom. He says, nah. What does he say? The lo mistara v'chalek kol kach b'shiyurei zman shchiva dekol zmanim halalu ispe. He says, it's not mistaver to go ahead and make, you know, different what? Different zmane Shiva prior to what? Prior to Tseis. Now why not? Why can't you have different Zmane Shiva before him? And it's interesting, usually Lashon Zmane Shiva. It doesn't say like you like can't have light different, you know, Zmane Lila before. Can't have different Zmane Shiva. As a bit of kolasa, for some reason, Tosfos is going with Zman Shchiva here. this is just Rabbeinu Tam. But anyway, but he's saying something that's mind-boggling. What in the world, what does he mean? What does he mean when he says that Rabbi Eliezer cannot, no, sorry, Rabbi Chanina cannot be before Tzeis, because we already have Rabbi Eliezer, who says when? Shkia. So we can't have another one in between. Why not? For that matter, you know, L'chaire, they're going with the Shkia of Rabbi Tam, as most of you shown and do. Okay? Maybe Rashi doesn't. And the Shkia of Rabbi Tam, Kiddush Hayom, as you saw in the Rajba, is already, you know, a significant amount of time before Tzeis HaKelchavim. So why can't you shtup a Zman in there? Especially if you're going with Zmanei Shchiva, as Tosu seems to be saying. So what is he talking about? What in the world does he mean that it has to be that Rabbi Yez, that Rabbi Chanina Ani is after Tzeis, because there can only be, okay, Kiddush Hayom, Rabbi Eliezer, Shkia, and Tzeis, but you can't have many other Zmanei Shchiva in there. What does he mean? I mean, afterwards you can have a whole ton, and before you can't? And for that matter, it's not even true. The Rajba and Tosfos, they all point out, Tosfos doesn't spell it out, but the Rajba spells it out. It doesn't really mean Hani Rabbi Eliezer, because there's another Zman in there also. What Zman? The Zman of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also is pre-Tzeis. Right? And Tosfos himself has a pre-Shkia Zman in Rabbi Acha. So everyone's going ahead and making a whole bunch of earlier Zmanim. So what does he mean that you cannot have, right? Lo mistaba l'chale kol kach b'shirei zman shchiva. To call Zmanim halalu isbei. The Rajma says the same thing. So what in the world is going on here? Everyone, let me repeat this last kasha. Let me repeat the last kasha. The Gemara says Rabbi Chanina, who says Ani has to be after Tzeis HaKelchavim. It has to be after Tzeis HaKelchavim. If it's after Tzeis HaKelchavim, okay, then it all works out. But if Ani is before Tzeis HaKelchavim, it can't be, because he has to be like Rabbi Eliezer. So why? Why does it be the way? So Tosfos says, not mistaken to have other Zmanei Shkiva before him. So what do you mean? Slow. What do you mean? Does that just mean Rabbi Eliezer is the only one? So obviously we're sure it's not true. But Meir also is his man before Tzeis. So as the Raja points out, so then it's not mistaber to have another Zman besides Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. And when it says Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, it really means Hainu Rabbi Eliezer, Hainu Rabbi Meir. Fine. But what about the Re himself, who has a pre-Shkia Zman? He's able to be Mechalik an early Zman. He has an early Zman. So what's going on? And once again, Tosfos now is getting into Zmanei Shkiva on us. That messes us all up. I thought Tosfos was going with Zman Laila, not Zmanei Shkiva. So, what I thought was going on here is something that hit me, and I guess it was Siyata Deshmaya, hit me from last year's Milchamta Shel Torah, a fitting way to end. From last year's Milchamta Shel Torah, and my Talmud, Yoni Hamburger, okay, he was scanning the Svarim for me, and he saw that one of the Svarim that I had was an old Beis Yitzchak. I don't know if you have it here. An old Beis Yitzchak from 1990. Beis Yitzchak is a sefer that Yeshiva University puts out. Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan from Rav Yitzchak Twersky. We quoted Rav Meir Twersky earlier in the shiurim. Rav Yitzchak Twersky. He doesn't say this pshat as an overall mahalach, okay? But he found them in one particular sheet of the Ramban, okay? So the idea has been said, but not in the way that I'm going to be utilizing it right now as the fundamental shita in the whole sugya. And that's as follows. I remembered, I was thinking, Zman Shchiva, Laila, what's really going on? Like, why should it be Laila? And as Rav Isaacson said, if it's Lila, we're going to run into a big, big tahol, right, Rav Adidya? You might be able to work it out with massive calculations. But if you notice, I had in the Maamar Makomos a later Tosfos in the original packet. Okay, I didn't want to just swamp us too much. Okay, we talk about the zmanim of the morning. So the zmanim of the morning, is that also going to follow Yom? There's going to be Stevens and Rabbeinu Tam, because what's going to happen is that Rabbeinu Tam may actually hold it a little before Nate. It's going to become a massive tahol. What about the end of Zman? Is the end of Zman following Laila? Amud HaShachar? What about Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that it, you know, ends earlier? So to start making this split between Laila and Zman HaShechiva is going to run us into big, big trouble. Oh. So then what's going on? Why do you see some Rishonim using the term Zman HaShechiva, and some of the Rishonim, you know, talking about Laila? So obviously both are critical here. But the Yisod is that when we talk, and this is what I'm bringing back from last year. When we talk about Laila as a Zman, so Laila could be the definition, listen carefully, of Zman Shechiva. In other words, there is the concept is Shechiva. The concept is Zman Shechiva. And I'll give you the muscle from last year's Milchamta Shaltoa. Last year we had the whole sugya of tefillin at night. Not wearing tefillin at night. And we saw there that not wearing tefillin at night could be, oh, you know, it's an issa to wear tefillin at night. But we brought rayas from the psukim, lishmor chukav, etc. And it's not really the pshat that Laila is night, but there it was the other way around. That Laila is really this model of what? Of sleeping. And since Laila is the Zman of sleeping, so therefore already at earlier times before you go to sleep, you couldn't put on tefillin, even though what? Even though people don't sleep yet. But Laila is already defined as the Zman of sleeping. And the only reason there's a problem of tefillin is because you go to sleep and you might, you know, let off gas. But if you start going with Laila, people are going to sleep so early, etc., etc. So the teretz was back then, that we gave back then, was that Laila could just be the definition of what? The Zman of sleeping. The Zman of Shechiva. So what I think is going on here, and this is what, you know, again, what you just brought up now, I've been glad to bring up this before, when... Don't get distracted by Zman HaShechiva and Laila. The fundamental vort is as follows. That pre-Seisa Kolchavim, the only way you could define, okay, Zman HaShechiva as what? Okay? The only way you could define Zman HaShechiva prior to Seisa Kolchavim is if you go ahead and categorize it and define it by a Zman of Laila. Because since practically people do not sleep yet, so it has to be defined as the Zman of sleeping. And that Zman of sleeping, pre-Seisa Kolchavim, can only be defined by the fixed points, as Rabbeinu Glantz said before, of Seis, Shkia, Plag HaMincha. These are already defined Zmanim. For what? For Laila. Why is that critical? Because we're talking about Laila as Zman Shechiva. But it has to be Laila first, because before it says, people don't go to sleep. But Laila as a Zman is the Zman that people sleep. So you need to have specific times. So now let's go through all of them and watch this. You have Seis, that's one Zman. You have Shkia, which we understand clearly is this clearly defined time of night. You have Plaga Mincha. We had our Kasha. But why all of a sudden here are we going with Kriya Shema according to Rav Yehuda? We'll explain that in a second. Okay? But these are one thing we know is these are defined Zmanim of Laila. As we saw in the Meiri, Plaga Mincha's one, Shkiyah's one, Seis. The only other two Zmanim are immediately pre-Seis and immediately pre-Shkiyah. Immediately pre-Seis is who? Is Rav Meir. Immediately pre-what? Immediately pre-Shkiyah is who? Rav Acha, according to the Ri. The pshat there is it's also defined by Laila. But the pshat is, Zman Kriyashma is defined as the moment prior to Laila. Because, and it's Mestaber. Why is it Mestaber? That it might be a Zman prior to Laila? Because if you're sleeping, how do you say Kriyashma? So the idea is that right before, and that's what that's the pshat in Rameyer. But Yashmash, it goes one, two, three. And if you look at the Ri, how does he touch up Rav Acha? He says, Bishash of the other nechasim lesek the highest schools erishavs the okay the he isa ma'od yom uma'osa shah habizman tefila. When's that osha zman tefila? He's going not in Rabbi Yehuda. He's going in the Chachamim, which is very right after then. It goes right into Shkiyah. So what you have then is the zmanim prior to Seis have to be linked up to zmanim of Laila. And by the way, that now also explains Rav Yehuda, why it's Mestaber Rav Yehuda would hold already from Plag HaMincha. You know why? Because Plag HaMincha is the Zman, the Meiri talks about it, for Tosefes Shabbos. That's what he's talking about, it's Tzrach Laila. So that's the pre-Shabbos Zman. So it's so Mestaber now to say that Rav Yehuda holds that this is the pre-Laila Zman. And if you go with the idea, there's two possible visions of night, pre-Tzeis. Either it's exact points of night, Shkia, or Tzeis, or the pre-Tzeis, right? Pre-Shkia. But now we have the pre-night, the whole pre-night. Who's that? That's Rav Yehuda. And that's why the Meiri and Tosus, the Tekken of Chavzayin Amar Aleph, says you can only do Tosefes Shabbos from when? From Plag HaMincha, because that's Tzrach Laila. Why does Kriyashma follow that, we asked earlier? It's Mestaber why Kriyashma follows that. It follows that because we want a pre-night Zman. And that's the Plag HaMincha Zman. Whew! Okay? With that, we understand, okay, all our kashas now have basically been solved. Because really everyone, okay, can be going with this idea. And the machlokisim, okay, is really, we don't have time left, but if you work it through and you go through the Google site, you'll see. Based on this, there's no machlokis necessarily between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rimi Lunil and who? And the Yushalmi. They can all be going together. Their machlokis can just be over the particulars, okay? And as well, what are the post Seis HaKolchavim Zmanim? What does the Tosus mean when he says beforehand you can't have other Zmanei Shchiva and afterwards you can? That makes a lot of sense. Because after Tzeis, you can start defining it by what? You can start defining it by when people go to sleep. But pre-Tzeis, you can't have other Zmanei Shchiva except for what? The sixth ninth man or pre-ninth man. This I think is pshat. I'm sorry, I had to rush it in here. Okay, Mitzvah Shem. Everyone will be here tomorrow night for the Rav's grand finale and the Thursday Shir, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you very much for joining the Yonfei Kala. Enjoy. Heavy duty. Join the Google site.